Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:21, up 7 1/4 on the open. July, 4:22, up 4 1/4. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 354 1/2, up 1 3/4 on the open. July, 367, up 2 1/4. September, 378 1/2, up 1 1/2. December, 390, up 2. March, 401, up 2 1/2. May, 406, up 3 on the open. May corn opened at 224 1/4, down 1/4 on the open. July, 234 1/2, down 1/2. September, 244, down 1/4. December, 255 3/4 on change. March, 263 3/4, up 1/2. May oats open at 175, down 1/4 on the open. July, 176 1/4, up 1/2. May beans open at 578 3/4, up 2 1/2 on the open. July, 591, up 2 3/4. August, 595, up 1. September, 598, up 2. November, 606, up 1 1/2. January, 612, up 2. March, 616, up 1 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 173.30, up 20 on the open. July, 176.20, up 10. May soybean oil open at 23.50, up 7 on the open. July, 23.88, up 4. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders opened at 104.75, down 5 on the open. April, 105.60, down 15. May, 106.15, down 15 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83.90, up 47 1/2 on the open. June, 78.85, up 30. April lean hogs opened at 58.75, up 32 1/2 on the open. May, 65.65, up 22 1/2. June, 67.20, up 52 1/2. And July, 66.50, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, how'd the leprechaun get to the moon?
I have no idea.
In a sham rocket. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Dave.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's look at the markets and see whether or not they are going to the moon. And we begin in the corn pit where we see May now at 224. It has had a low on the day of 223.5. We saw what it looked like to me, a little bit of a dead cat bounce on the open there. But now we're kind of testing some pretty significant support levels.
Yeah, that's right. The tough-looking technicals are something that we're going to have to deal with here in the short term, Dave. But the one thing that we want to kind of maybe distinguish is the difference between old crop and new crop here in the next 2 weeks, because we do have, we think, a cash-led market in corn when it comes to the old crop. And since the March has expired, and the May, from what we can tell, has not gotten down to where the March expired, around 218 3/4. So we still maybe need to drag it down a little bit more in terms of May and July futures. But we also have this acreage and stocks report looming. Stocks would be more of an old crop issue, but, you know, clearly from our perspective, the trade's more concerned with the acreage report. So you might have some spread activity, you know, cash-led, basis-led, and grain stocks-led, to where they might be the weaker suit in terms of the deck of cards. But the new crop corn may have a little bit more stability here until we see the acreage numbers.
Although, as you look at the December corn, we did certainly head back down to the 50-day moving average, and we have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's right, and we actually went below it today, and so that's something that really is an important issue. The thing that we probably want to step back and look at, though, at least in our camp, this is what we're saying to our folks, you know, we suspect diesel finds support around 250, even if it goes through that 50-day moving average. Why? Well, because of the uncertainty of the acreage report, but probably more importantly, we do have the best exports going in 7 years right now. And so if the technicals don't hold here in the short term, we think maybe some of these fundamentals of and the uncertainties will come back into the new crop D's. And again, I want to reiterate, we're not really promoting that type of an idea in the May or July because we think it's more cash-related and cash-led. And the export sales last week, when you look, or this, you know, Thursday from last week, when you look at those, we really got nailed against the four-week moving average or the four-week averages on all the commodities. Corn was down 12%, meal was down 6%, and you know we got reports that barge rates were reportedly down on weaker export activity. So that old crop and the cash and the basis issues are still really sincerely looming out there, and it's something we think will be overpowering in terms of what the fund markets do. In other words, the cash at this time of year probably won't care too much about what the funds do. They'll just continue to play it off in the basis.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans, where May now at 577 and a quarter up one, Noves 605 up a half. Yesterday, we finally found November beans taking out the 608 support level. What does that suggest to the downside potential?
Well, the next stop would be probably the 50-day moving average of that 594 and a half in the May contract, Dave. I our position would be that might take a while to get down there. We may not have to flush the market here. Why do we say that? Well, the Brazilian government's going to give us an updated report expectation, crop report expectation on Monday. The technicals on the longer term chart are not in, you know, a overbearing or, you know, terribly negative situation right now. And we also have some South American issues where there's a rain pattern developing, and it could cause some issues in terms of harvest delays, maybe some quality issues. So we wonder whether they're really going to press the short side here. We're kind of probably going to put wheat back in the leadership position as far as if the beans are going to go lower, it's probably going to be led by wheat. Otherwise, we may be able to draft a little bit here and just keep a sideways market until we get to the acreage report. Again, I'd reiterate that the old crop beans are a lot more likely to, you know, have a little bit more support, whereas the new crop beans may not have as much support. They may be the exact opposite in the corn as the corn market would be, because these fundamentals I just brought up in beans are more friendly towards the old crop, and especially the July, whereas the November beans we still think are pretty, you know, dramatically overvalued right now.
This question from a listener emailed it in, said this: I was wondering about the possibility of the soybean market dropping 50 cents while the corn market stays sideways to possibly higher, and has this type of divergence ever happened before? Of course, he didn't give us the time specs about what he was thinking about this may potentially happening, but given what he has said, what can you say?
Well, we think it has happened before. I couldn't spit off a year to you right now that we could go back and say that's happened. I would suspect that the 96-97 market was pretty similar to that, where the corn rallied, but the beans really didn't rally in 96. They really had their day in the sun in 97, and they kind of diverged there. But they do diverge, and we would expect that to happen this year, especially when we look at the November beans versus December corn. We wonder whether the, you know, acreage report will have any wild cards or surprises in it. But when we look at how the trade is stacking up, where you have the, you know, highest carryover in the United States history, the highest, you know, stocks-to-use ratio in world oil seeds in 25 years. You've got a pretty large harvest coming on right now in South America, and you've got the highest carryover in soy oil in the United States since 2000, 2001. You've got some issues there where it would not surprise us. And in fact, we estimate that between now and June that November beans can indeed go down to around 550.
Turn our attention to the wheat market, where it's been an interesting week, to say the least. We have two gaps down this week. One of them is very small, the second one that we had this week. The other one a little bit more significant. In the short term, much damage here or not?
We don't think so, Dave. You know, I couldn't have answered that question very well at our DeKalb meeting, but, you know, we've seen some basis popping both in Texas at the Gulf. We read that as 10 cents higher today off the March, and that's a hard red quote, but even the soft red in Louisville is up 8 cents against yesterday in terms of basis change. You compare that to what we think the opening showed us, and that was a disappointing rain event. And the latest MRF models that we looked at this morning indicate that, you know, they're not going to get as much rain as you thought yesterday when you looked at them at the same time. So in the wheat was primarily fund long liquidation, but the overall trend is still up, and it's still a Kansas City-led market against the Chicago. But we would suspect that if we're still indeed in an uptrend, that we can have, you know, a retracement level, maintain an uptrend, and try and come back a second time, especially if the weather doesn't promote any kind of real rain event. I think the wild card we're looking at in the acreage report is we still scratch our heads at this 19% higher soft red winter wheat acreage number that the USDA gave us a couple months back. We wonder if it's really that high, and we're really going to be looking out for that, because that'll have implications that if it's not that high, could be friendly Chicago wheat, but it could also mean maybe a little bit more corn acres too. So that's probably the wild card of most importance to us. But our overall mindset is with the new low, new 7-week low in the U.S. dollar, this is still an uptrending market and still a good market. And we've seen, you know, some basis levels pop up, which would indicate that we are getting more competitive at the Gulf and in both complexes, both hard red and soft red.
Thanks much, Mike.
Have a good day, Dave.
Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to WILO Urbana.